Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Oh boy, lock in, Tolos. This is going to be a busy, busy day. We got a Rangers ticket giveaway.
Yeah, we do.
In the 7 o'clock
yes,
hour.
Yes, sir.
We got
against the Astros.
Matt Pittman from Meat Church at 8:20. We got Brett Boone. It is the return of the biweekly Boone appearances.
Yes, sir.
Now that baseball season's here.
That means that baseball's
Hill,
back, baby.
Old Chill will join us at 8. And we're going to hear from you guys. We're going to do phone calls at 7:20. Yeah, it is the show of whales. And some of you may know why we're doing them. Others of you may be going like, what's the big need to take calls today? Well, we got some big news to talk about on this hump day.
Hey.
RJ Choppy, as Sean Sharif is out all this week. Big report yesterday from Ian Rappaport hits in the middle of the afternoon, and you could tell Sean was really upset that he was going to be out today. I bet he considered, I'm going to come in for one day just to be able to talk about this. Here's the report from Ian Rappaport. This from NFL.com. The Dallas Cowboys and Dak Prescott are prepared to play out the final year of the quarterback's contract. The Cowboys and Prescott have a mutual understanding that there will be no adjustment to his contract entering the 2024 season, NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport reported on Tuesday, per sources informed of the plan. It was assumed the Cowboys would need to extend Prescott's contract this offseason to lower the massive salary cap figure. Ultimately, the club and quarterback decided it was best to play out the deal and figure things out on the other side of the season. I think it's important to note. I think we're filling in gaps there a little bit by saying to play out the end of the season. Nick Harris from DallasCowboys.com said, well, I mean, no, I think this could be, it very well could be their approach, Chop, but they could also look at doing this as, let's talk about the extension in September or October, or just do something once the season starts and once you're into things a little bit. But as Ian Rappaport said, the one that really kind of rattled things and shook the doors a little bit was his follow-up tweet where he says, this essentially appears to clear the way for Dak Prescott to test free agency in 2025. Your overall thoughts on this report, and would love to get the thoughts of our Tolos on the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorneys Hotline, 877-881-1053. We're doing text right now, but we'll do calls at 720. But let us know on the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorneys fan text, 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053. Your take, Chop.
Well, I mean, this is one way of calling it all in. This is one definition of it. My first thought was this is what you had been kind of hinting at.
Yeah.
That you had said maybe they're just using this as everyone's all in this year. This is a 1 year prove it for the entire organization. And if it doesn't work, we'll figure something out from then on air. Then going forward. That was my first thought. And then my second thought was, who the hell is running this thing? Because it ain't Jerry.
This is a much different approach
than
they've ever taken before. And look, some people take good news. I see the fan text is already lighting up this morning. They are thrilled.
Boy,
people are already thrilled with this.
It's happening. And LFG.
Look, we'll be talking about this a lot today, because this is a significant move from the Cowboys. And here's what you may be thrilled with this idea. I'm just telling you this. If you expose Dak Prescott to the market in 2025, you are saying goodbye to Dak Prescott, in my opinion, and you're starting over at quarterback.
That may be true. That very well may be true.
Here's what I want to make sure. I just want to make sure that they're coming into this with eyes wide open. That they're
What about arms wide open?
Sure, that too. Although that's more a reference we save for the champions,
right?
The Texas Rangers. But I just want to make sure that they are going into this decision. If this is what they've determined they want to do, fine. Have courage and conviction. Go forward with it. If you think you need a reset at quarterback, okay. All right, I understand it's 8 years. You feel like it's got to click at some point. And if it hasn't yet, when will it? Totally understand if that's your approach. I think it's wrong, but I understand. And I just want to make sure that they're not believing this to be the case of, well, we can just play this out and then determine exactly how much we want to pay him, and then he'll come back. Or, oh, we can match whatever we want to match. I don't think it's that easy. I think if you let him hit the open market, he will make the decision for you, and you won't get to. And that's a risk that I just hope they're actually considering and not relying on this comfort of, we're going to be able to match it if we want, because I don't know that you're going to be able to.
Well, I mean, look, somebody out there is always, there's going to be somebody out there with more money, more cap room, that they may be able to spend more. It's just as to how badly does he want to leave? I mean, yeah, this does put that into effect, and it does, it is a real possibility, and they are going to run the risk that they do not have him to start the following season, and that it is a complete and total reset at the position.
But you don't think that's necessarily a bad thing?
Well, look, the fastest way to win a championship is to be bad. Not
in
be
terms
good.
Of to get yourself in that position to get the guy who can be against. Yes.
Right. Now, like, I think, there are – I'm going to do a study on this because I've been talking with my handicapper.
Well, Bo,
about how bad offenses are now in the NFL and how the quarterback position has gotten so bad.
NFL had a it's funny you mentioned that. Rich Gannon had a big rant last year.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You're about quarterback play is just not very good anymore.
It's not. Because it's like the thought is, because these players are more trained than ever before.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody has ever been more ready to step into the NFL than today's players. But the quarterback position, the play is really, really bad. And like, so in 22, so the average scoring is down over 20 points per team on average over the last 2 years.
Yeah, Rich McKay at the league had done a conference call ahead of the owners' meetings and said the NFL was concerned about scoring going down.
And I'm going to have to go do a deep dive on this and why. Because what happens is when the scoring goes down like this and the quarterback play goes down, it brings other guys into the fold that might be able to actually win a championship that you wouldn't think of before. So that would give you a reason to want to stay with what you have. But I think Dak can absolutely win a title. I think he can. It's about winning multiple, you know, or you want to put yourself in a position to get Mahomes or Allen, somebody you think can win on their own, even though Allen hasn't shown he can. I think part of that is because he runs into Patrick Mahomes a lot.
214, I love the decision, but I wish we could get assets for him now rather than let him walk free.
Go.
Be great. The problem is he has a no-trade clause. If he doesn't want to play ball with you, he doesn't have to. And if he...
But what, you know, would he say no?
Yeah, I think so. I think right now he wants to make it work, and if you let him hit, he won't determine he wants out of here until he's ready to go.
So if they got a deal for the Saints, which is his home state team.
Well, yeah, but I mean, he grew up a big Cowboys fan. I'll tell you what.
So he says.
I'll tell you, if this happens a year earlier, let's say he hits free agency a year earlier, I think he 100% leaves Dallas for Washington.
Because of Quinn?
Because he's a big fan of Quinn. You've got teammates that have already gone over there, guys he's comfortable with. You've got Brian Johnson as the quarterback coach over there. That was his quarterback coach his senior year at Mississippi State and his junior year. That's a guy that he's a big fan of. Cliff is Cliff. And I think Quinn and that organization goes, all right, we already have to spend to the floor. We've got a bunch of cap space.
Yeah.
Let's lock in with Dak. And a guy who, you want to talk about, if there's anything we talk about Dak, it's culture guy, right? Like, it's leadership and intangibles. If there's any organization more in need of that shift, it would be Washington, right? Who needs somebody to come in and be that new standard bearer and change the culture. So then you get to use the number two pick on hold somebody hostage, get a king's ransom, use those draft picks, build around. I think that would make a ton of sense if it was happening a year earlier.
Okay.
Timing just doesn't necessarily line up here. But some of the other texts we're getting here on the fan text is 808 says, hooray. 817, this will be a Jalen Brunson situation for the Cowboys with Dak. 972, rooting for Dak to get 25 interceptions and 3 wins. 903, Dak is the 21st century Danny White. Great play and stats, but can't get over the hump. Fitting, as it is hump day.
It is hump day.
Jory Epstein, who is one of the better reporters to listen to on anything relating to the Cowboys in general, but specifically Dak Prescott, because she's got a really good sense of how things operate. She had done an interview that really blew up yesterday in the wake of this report. She had done an interview with the Yahoo Fantasy Football Show with Matt Harmon, and this was last week, I think, and Jory had talked about why the Cowboys, she said this a week ago, why the Cowboys feel they can weather Dak's cap hit now in 2024.
Yeah, I think to me, you can't talk about what the Cowboys should do without Dak Prescott without considering a few factors. One, CeeDee Lamb and Micah Parsons contracts. And two, Mike McCarthy and the future of the head coach and sort of the structure that they're running. I think on the contract standpoint, $59 million as a cap hit seemed completely unrealistic, undoable until the salary cap came out. It was a $30 million bump from last year. And again, as one Cowboys person who I was talking to about this at the combine said to me, well, we thought it'd go up 15 or so. So it's really more of a $15 million bump than a $30 million bump relative to what I expected. But every exec across the league that I talked to projected a lower number for this cap than actually came in. And so if there is a year to take a $59 million cap hit and give yourself some flexibility, it's this year. I mean, think about it, because if not, okay, if it's 15 above what they want, that's what, 45, 44. I mean, it's not as crazy as it sounds, particularly when you still have some of your stars on rookie contracts.
Hmm.
So, I mean, look, when we talk about why aren't the Cowboys doing more in free agency, if they're saying, no, we're trying to keep space because we're going to eat this charge this year.
Yeah.
And we're going to figure out things from there. That makes sense as well why
they did what they did.
Yeah. And it's, well, that's all in.
Yeah.
I'm all in on this year. Or not all in the way that people typically, but it is, I'm all in on figuring out what this decision is. I'm all in terms of making sure this is the year that we ride it all on the line and figure out what we're doing. And you could be saying, look, let's not replace. I want to see what you can do, Mike McCarthy. I want to see what you can do, Dak Prescott. I want to see how you guys operate and how much better you make us in a year where we don't give you everything.
Right.
We've given y'all stuff. I don't want to give you anything this year. Show us what you can do before we determine to pay you.
Well, I mean, look, I think what they're going to do is the same thing they always do. I think they're going to win, you know, 11 or 12 games. Now, there is the notion that with everybody being a lame duck, that this thing goes sideways real quick and real easy. Like, you know, when everyone's a lame duck, I think you got a lot of people playing for themselves.
Last time this happened was 2019. There was a lot of, it was not a healthy locker room.
Yeah, and oddly enough, the over-under win total for this team is higher than it has been the last couple of years. It's 10.5. So knowing that and then seeing this and knowing the history of, I mean, look, it's the you could play to, or you could step up when things go south, or you can go sideways. And history shows that when you get guys, look, if I'm CeeDee Lamb, I'm Micah Parsons, and I'm not rich yet. Dak's rich, right? Dak's already gotten paid. Those guys haven't gotten paid. I mean, they've gotten paid compared to us, but they haven't been NFL paid yet.
Right.
And they play positions where injury risk really hampers your future. Dak doesn't.
I mean,
unless you have an Alex Smith situation,
which
right?
Which he did at one
well,
point.
Well, he did.
Yeah.
He did, but he still got paid after that. Because you're going to pay a quarterback. He's already been paid.
Absolutely. One more clip here from Jory before we wrap up this segment. This is Jory. This is an important clip, I think. This is Jory talking about the front office having a split on Dak's future.
But all of this is to say, you kind of have like a split in the Cowboys front office. I definitely have people telling me in that front office, like, we believe in Dak. He's a great quarterback. He's the glue of this roster, the glue of the locker room. And no matter what coach we think we'll bring in, we believe they'll want to work with Dak. And you have other people who say, like, well, if we haven't gotten over the hump now, how are we ever going to get over it? And if we can't get over it with him, like, what do we do?
It's an interesting discussion point and shows that the Cowboys clearly do. Like Tori says there, I know people in that building who believe, look, this guy can absolutely win it, and we need to stay the course with him. And I do know other people who go like, oh, I mean, it hasn't worked yet. How long are you supposed to give a guy before you go, okay, that's got to, as good as he is, got to change that part out. You got to change something. And I think that they're clearly at a point now where they want to take a step back, evaluate all of it, and determine if this is what they want to pay long term. I just hope they realize if they wait to free agency next year, I don't think they're going to get that chance.
Mm. I've got a theory we'll touch on a little bit later that, you know, maybe Jerry isn't running the show. We got a new guy in there with also having the same initials.
Well,
hey, who knows? We'll see. We have a traitor amongst us. That is next on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.